really want in someone in the bedroom, by the way, is someone who's enthusiastic. They want you to want to be there. They want you to be into them. They want you to be sexually attracted to them. They want you to be feminine. They want you to be sexy and comfortable in your body. And they want you to really want to do it. Like, you're really into them.
I was recently engaged in an intimate experience or experiences with this person that initially when we talked, we had an understanding of what we had wanted to experience, the whole disclosure and being on the same page. But then in actual practice, there was definitely some things that she wasn't comfortable doing. And I went ahead and asked her, like, hey, I could tell that you don't like talking or that you don't like sucking dick. And she goes, well, it's not that I don't mind doing it. And when I hear those words, I don't mind doing it, then I automatically get turned off and I had to let her know, dear John, let her, like, listen, I don't want to move forward because just knowing these things about not limitations, but she's not enjoying that and I enjoy it, then I'm not one of those people that wants to force somebody to do something that they're not comfortable doing. And the moment you let me know that you're not comfortable doing it, then I don't feel like moving forward in that realm. I don't feel like moving forward because I think part of the connection and intimacy, or a big part of it, is you allowing yourself to not have any inhibitions and purely be open-minded to the experience that you have. Even though I may say things that I may not want to partake in, I'll definitely, if my partner shows a true passion for it and wants to experience it, I'm all in. Right. And I think that for people with this excerpt that I just put in the beginning is that women, like, unfortunately, what happens, in my opinion, is that they'll have a relationship and they'll be with a guy that totally fucks them up, totally fucks them up. And because of that, and it's weird because women can move, like, men, when they get heartbroken that first time, that's a deep gash, like, heartbroken. Right. But women get damaged differently, like, in a way of, like, their insecurities and their body issues. Like, if a guy says, shut the fuck up, don't say nothing, or keep a shirt on, like, that stinks with them. And they think that applies to all men. Like, all men want them to be that way. And I think that when it comes to intimacy, there's a myriad of how men want to be treated. Like, one guy may want you to have a shirt on because your tits are too small, or he doesn't want to see your stretch marks. And then there's another guy that fucking doesn't care. As long as you're sucking it and looking at him in the eyes, he doesn't care because it's the energy that he gets into. So you have the spectrum of people of what they like and don't like, but that doesn't apply from one guy to another. But overall, that sentiment is true. We do want to feel that porn star energy. Like, that's what I call it anyway. It's like that look and that. There's no feelings, the inhibitions. Like, I always call it like that Eddie Murphy Coming to America, when that lady was trying to be his husband, his wife, and fucking Eddie Murphy was asking her to, like, hop on one leg and bark like a dog, and she was doing it. I'm not saying to that extreme, of course, right? But you get the point. We want somebody in bed that is all about us, that makes us feel amazing, that wants to go out of the way. I love putting in the work too. But, like, what I found in my experiences in the course of dating as a single man is that there's a lot of women, more times than not, that are not into the sex, that are not wanting to go to those levels, that are not wanting to exude that passion and that energy to please you in that realm. It's more like a job. And when I feel you're giving me that vibe of, yeah, it's my job, I don't really want to do it, then I don't really want to connect with you that way. Because the last thing I want to feel, and everyone's different in this sense, because I know guys that don't care about your feelings. Guys don't fucking care. Generally speaking, I do think that guys, when it comes to sex, they want what they want. And they're not, if you're not with it, they're going to force you to do it in some way, shape, or form. They're going to keep nagging you about it. Oh, you don't suck dick? Okay, well, you need to suck it. Come on, man, get into it. Like, they'll keep at it because that's just how guys can be sometimes. Like, they're going to force the issue, right? And because if they want something, they want something. If they want anal, they want anal. If they want whatever it is, it's like they're going to keep nagging you about it. Come on, come on, come on. And I think that when you're in a position of, and there's even women too that I know that have come across as that porn star in the beginning doing everything and anything for them, and then they lose that energy. They lose that passion. And they're just like, ugh, and it just becomes a job. And whenever that becomes a job, when you can tell that you're coming in and you're not excited, you're like, oh my fucking God, here we go. Then that's when a lot of guys get turned off. That's when a lot of guys, especially a guy like me, I feel that we need that energy. Don't get me wrong. There's some other men that get complacent. And I'm talking about the men that are passionate and energetic about intimacy in bed and want to have a great connection in that room with a partner. That it's like for you as a woman, like if that's not your energy, that's cool, but don't pretend that it is, or don't talk about like it is. I guess that's kind of what I'm saying in general. It's that you're portraying something, or if you know yourself that sex is not a priority. And I think for a lot of women, when it comes to dating, sex is not a priority. It's part of it. I would say, you know, getting respect and having the love, like for them, the romance, the emotional connection is what fuels their desire to have intimacy. And I'm okay with that. But you gotta let go of the past inhibitions from a prior person. You gotta talk about them with the new person. You gotta talk about them and respectfully, like, hey, listen, you know, like I was in a prior relationship, and you know, this person made me feel very insecure in bed. I have to just let you know that, you know, I'm treading lightly, but I want to open up and I want to be there with you and just kind of bear with me. Or you can go talk to a therapist about it. I believe you should talk to a therapist about it, because I don't think, especially if you've been through life a bit, I would say after your 30s, that if you're still having trauma that is impacting the relationship, then you need to go get that addressed, because it's not up to the new person. Like, it's not fair to me that I'm having to work through your issues that you haven't worked through. You know, I did my very best to work through my issues. Like, I know who I am very clearly. I know what I'm all about in every realm. Personal, this is what I want to experience. This is how I'm going to be emotionally. These are the life values that I carry, that I champion in my life, that make me a better person. And then sexually, you know, what I want to experience in intimacy. And I already know, I already have a great idea, as I should, because I am in my mid-40s. So I'm not in a position, or we shouldn't be in positions of trying to play therapist to somebody else. If you still need that, go seek some help. Go get some ways. But, and I'll be encouraging and positive, but you can't dump that trauma from your past relationships out to me. And I see a lot of women do that. And I think for women, it's just that they put themselves through so much in their relationships at this stage. You know, usually they'll have kids by their 30s. They're usually already been married or still married. And they've been in a long-term relationship where they've been used to navigating a certain way. I highly recommend, if you've been in that situation like that, to have a therapist. If you're not able to talk it out loud like I can and figure it out and kind of bounce around the way you want to be, I believe we all have the answers from within, but many of us don't want to look in the mirror. Many of us don't want to see the ugliness or the faults of who we are, own them, fix them. Like, we're just too afraid and we're not able to do it. Like, we need someone to walk us through that. Either way, that's something that I would highly recommend to anybody that's been in a fucked up relationship. In a relationship where they had to go ahead and you know, really alter or realize that their way of being was heavily altered. Just like initially when I broke out of my recent relationship, I was double guessing myself in what I would say, because I was in a relationship where I had to watch what I said very carefully, because if I said it a certain way, in my opinion, it would bring up something from the past, something that was recurring, something that happened in that person's life, that I'm a totally different person. And I always tell that to people, that stop comparing people to the other people from the past. So when I date a new person, if I'm in a relationship with a new person, in my head, I already know this is going to be a whole different experience. I'm not looking to duplicate what I had before, okay? I'm not looking to go ahead and kind of muster up the old magic. Like, no, like that magic was that magic. This is different. And I compare it to cities. Like, Vegas is like one city, a great experience there, maybe your best ever, but you may have gone to Toronto, you may have gone to Quebec, you may have gone to Colombia, you may have gone to Germany, you may have gone, and those cities have their own different magic that can't be duplicated in the other one. So when I talk to somebody, I don't have in my head this feeling of, okay, you need to replicate what Vegas brings. Like, I know Vegas, Miami's not like Vegas, okay? But I can appreciate Miami. I can appreciate it for the beach. I can appreciate it for the history that you feel in the buildings and the intimacy and the closeness and the vibe and all these different things. It's different than Vegas. You walk into those giant hotels with the casinos, you feel the energy, man. It's totally different. When you go to those clubs out there in Vegas, don't even come close to anything in Miami. Not even, maybe live, but as far as the setup, no way. Like, there's nothing I've ever seen like Vegas as far as the clubs. I mean, I remember going to one in particular. It was like a stadium club. It was like, what the fuck's going on? I felt like it was like EDM going on and shit. And I'm like, damn, fucking intense, man. So I come from that mindset where I don't put the past, although there's some things I do like to enjoy. I like someone that's open-minded, that is a little non-vanilla, non-traditional in a lot of ways. So I'm looking for that kind of energy, right? But that's going to be different from one person to another. But ultimately, just remind yourself, ladies, that whenever you're with your man, whenever you are in a connection with him, just, he wants you to be a porn star. He wants you to be very energetic and passionate about what he wants to experience in that realm. I'm not saying that you don't deserve to feel that way as well, because you should, but don't make it all about you in that realm. Like, I think that when it comes to intimacy, you really have to be energetic. You really have to be passionate about wanting to please your man in whatever way he wants to be pleased. And conversely, he should do the same to you, because if he's not doing it, then this also applies to him. Like, if he's like, oh, I don't want to eat pussy, I'm not, I don't do that. And you really love eating pussy? Well, don't, you know, I wouldn't want to be with a guy. I'm like, yo, I love getting my pussy ate, and you got to do it. Like, you know, this is, and if you come across like it's a job, then it's a job. I don't care. You know, I can't be with that kind of energy, right? So I feel ultimately, you know, many people, if they were really passionate about pleasing their man, I mean, that's kind of what it is. I always joke, it's like, man, I just want to date a porn star. Because and you know, when you're watching that stuff, it's that a lot of them are acting, right? A lot of them are performing. But unfortunately, in real life, I've run across people that exude that energy, like where they're really into you and they're really vocalizing and they're really share and they're really let themselves be uninhibited in that way. But it's very rare, right? Because a woman needs to feel a certain level of comfort in that realm, and I get it. But I think if you're not in a comfortable scenario with a partner, that you don't feel like expressing who you are and have fears and concerns about it, then you need to either find a person that understands that, or meaning that understands those concerns, right? Understands, or, you know, if you ever not able, I guess the first question is, can you break out of that? Can you break out of that trauma? Do you want to break out of that trauma, right? And if you do, then you need to work on that. Because like I said, the next person that it's in your life is not going to be wanting to experience that thing that the other person put you through. And it sucks, because it just takes time for women to shake that off. Like, when they get their insecurities hit deep by men and emotionally fucked up, they take a while to come around. I think men, especially when it comes to the realm of sex, it's not like we are like, oh my God, this woman didn't want me to talk, so I didn't fucking talk, so now I'm not talking. You know, like, you quickly ramp up to whatever it is you want to experience. But women seem to be more conservative or apprehensive about believing again that they can be themselves, because they one time were fucking and they squirted and a guy just made them feel like shit because they squirt. No, like, okay, you don't like me squirting, then fuck you. Then that's the way it's gonna be. I gotta go find the man that does like it. Okay, so if you don't like it, that's cool, but I gotta be somewhere where I'm loved, right? That's just kind of what it is with me. If you don't like these things about me, then that's cool. I'm not gonna force you to do them, but I'm not gonna be here either. And I have to be honest with myself. That's the thing that I've always said, that the first thing that I found when I broke up in my marriage many years ago was I looked in the mirror and I realized I gotta be honest with myself about who I am, who I want to be, or who I am, but I don't feel the confidence, or I'm afraid of being judged. And I said, I can't worry about none of that. Like, life is too short. And you can't worry about what other people, especially if they love you. So those are the things that I was able to conquer. I was able to be myself. And for everyone, it's different. You know, there's some people that will never feel comfortable. They'll mold to that person because they don't want to be judged by that person. And I get that. That's your prerogative and you can choose that. But if you want to live free like I do, and if you want to be happy, I think that those conversations need to be had. And I'll leave with this. And also, if you're in a relationship and a marriage that you know you don't want to leave, but you know you're not being satisfied, or your partner's not being satisfied, then you got to be open-minded about opening the playbook. You got to be like, hey, I know that I'm not cutting it. I know that our connection is not cutting it in that realm, but I don't want to leave you. So can we discuss other options, right? And I think that's the beginning of being honest with yourself, because if you don't want to break it off, if the relationship means that much to you, you got to give up one or the other, right? Like, so if you're unapologetic about your sex criteria or how you want to perform, and that's not making the other person satisfied, but you're not willing to open it up, then you have to cut bait, because we all know what's going to happen at that point. Someone's going to get cheated on, and then you're going to, and then the person that was limited, that didn't cater to their man and didn't, or their woman didn't cater, didn't want to pay them attention. And most of the times when it comes to the sex, if the woman is not living up to the men, it's not 100% foolproof. Trust me. There's men that are being satisfied at home and still cheat because they love variety. That man is not being honest with themselves about how they want to be in a relationship, you know, or convey that to that partner. I get that. But when it comes to the other side of that spectrum, it's the woman. If you know that you're not satisfying your man, or he's not happy, and he wants more, and he wants to experience whatever it is that you're not able to give them because it's not something you enjoy, you do it because it's more of a job, then you're asking for it. You're asking for it. So you have to be honest with yourself about what things you can do or not do, because at the end of the day, the man will go out of his way. The man will find, like, that urge is going to be there. Like, imagine me. Like, this woman that I was talking to, if I knew that she wasn't really into sucking dick and I decided to have a relationship with her, yeah, I'm going to be like, damn, I don't want to be with her because she doesn't. I want to be with somebody that loves sucking dick every morning, that the first thing I get up, she just wants to blow me before I leave the fucking house. That's the energy I want. But if you're not conveying that, and it's like a nuisance to you and it's bothersome to you to do that, then you need to either say, listen, I can't do that. You need to go find it somewhere else. Or B, I was like, you know, I can't be that for you, so I'm sorry, we can no longer be together, right? Because again, you're putting me in a tough spot of having to settle for something that doesn't bring me joy, right? And I think all of us settle in relationships, but when these things that we're settling for causes the possibility, high probability of you venturing out to get that pleasure, because we're human at the end of the day. I mean, that's not saying that men can control themselves, but imagine being in a relationship for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and your woman doesn't suck your dick the way you would like it to be sucked, or she doesn't do it as often as you want it to be done, or she doesn't want to do whatever it is. I don't care what it is. And you having to withstand that because you somehow, the relationship being with somebody means more. In some cases, it does. But in some cases, especially when it's in the beginning and you're being this way, very limited and not passionate about pleasing your man, then you're creating a path of that of heartache. Classic of Uffy, spreading that thing like Bobby. This ain't in my body.